swabo jonya kwa tiro na tu. I'ma love you to the moon and back. Ine na te mwete waba sana sana yo back. Atitava wede lenuma, ine ndea back. Get your money kase kaboti, body bear back. Ine manchak. Positions and kill you sweaty. We wanna run low, I'm a sapuka sweetie. Keep by me, I'm Canada. I'm not like your ex, you know how my Canada. I'm that kind of man who have a good better. Give me the money, I'm so poco better. I'm going to steal and make it a photo of my file. And if it's okay, it's in the kufume for Naku file. I forgive you, I'm going to wear more foul. Better than some shot, I'm going to call a foul. Never start.
Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Otakwe, Livingstone, and Tuckerbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring a free, fair, credible, and peaceful general election. Two police officers in Mukushi arrested for corruption allegations. In international news, Mugabe's son in custody after getting a shot at Johannesburg home. And in sports news, 19 soccer fans jailed for AFCON final chaos in Morocco.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Sunilanji Malenga. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring a free, fair, credible and peaceful general election. His assurance comes just 176 days before Zambia heads to the polls and follows serious concerns raised by political stakeholders regarding the credibility of August 13th general election. Speaking during his presidential address on the progress made in the application of national values and principles, President Hichilema said the political landscape is favorable. Meanwhile, the head of state questioned the stance of critics of Bill 7, saying it is interesting that some leaders who did not support the proposed legislation are now pushing for the creation of new constituencies, adding that they are now growing calls for additional constituencies. The development, he said, highlights the relevance of the reforms that were previously opposed. The head of state noted that the delimitation process is receiving support across the country, citing ongoing grassroots engagement by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. He emphasized that the proposed reforms are intended to promote inclusive development and equitable representation.
Over the last 4 years, we have made progress in fostering patriotism and national unity. We have made steady progress in promoting Zambian products, starting with our own market, to support businesses and our hard-working and industrial citizens. Government has also strengthened local content policies. You all follow that. In fact, you approve those in this house, and we thank you for that. Last year, we issued statutory instrument number 68 of 2025 on the promotion of local content in the mining sector after a long and orchestrated negotiation process. We are pleased to say, Madam Speaker, this is now in place. This has created more opportunities for local suppliers to be awarded contracts, which means more jobs and more income for Zambia.
The head of state has further reaffirmed government's commitment to safeguarding citizens from harmful online activities, warning that abuse of social media platforms will not be tolerated. President Hichilema said while social media has created new opportunities for innovation, entrepreneurship, self-expression and information sharing, it has also become a platform for spreading harmful content. The head of state noted that fake news, misinformation, disinformation and hate speech were increasingly being propagated online, describing hate speech as particularly concerning. He further observed that digital platforms are being misused to commit cybercrimes and harass innocent citizens, including women, the girl child and men. He stressed that criminal conduct remains a crime regardless of whether it is committed physically or through social media platforms, calling on citizens to use digital platforms responsibly and productively, urging Zambians to uphold national values in their online interactions.
created new opportunities for innovation. Yes, we agree. Entrepreneurship. Yes, we agree. Self-expression. Yes, we agree. And information sharing among our people. Sadly, some of our people are using social media to spread harmful content. Fake news. Very sad, Madam Chair. Misinformation, disinformation, and waste of all hate speech. Waste of all hate speech. Social media is also being used to commit cyber crimes and harass innocent citizens, including the girl child, women. And it's true, men as well. It's very true. In this regard, Madam Speaker, we continue to reform the legal framework to protect the public from harmful online behavior and cyber crime. Madam Speaker, a crime is a crime, done in physical or through social media. Please, let's remember that.
In a separate development, the Patriotic Front, PF, in Livingston has raised concerns over government's proposal to create 17 new constituencies, questioning the criteria used to arrive at the figure. Speaking in an interview, PF Livingston constituency chairperson Thomas Kavanda said the party is seeking clarity on how the number of additional constituencies were determined and whether adequate consultations were conducted with the Zambian people. Mr. Kavanda noted that stakeholders have not yet been informed about which specific areas would be affected under the proposed delimitation exercise. He stated that the PF in Livingston is waiting for a comprehensive explanation outlining the assessment methods and guidelines used in proposing the new constituencies. Mr. Kavanda added that the party will only engage in the delimitation process once it is assured that the exercise is being carried out in a transparent manner and serves the interests of citizens. Meanwhile, government has maintained that the proposal to create more constituencies forms part of the ongoing electoral reforms, a development that has sparked varied reactions from different stakeholders. Livingston District is set to make submissions ahead of the delimitation exercise on February 23, 2026. In another development, the Anti-Corruption Commission in Serenge has jointly charged Chief Inspector Fridian Mabuku and Sergeant Brenda Tapmpuila, both officers in the Zambia Police Service, with one count of corrupt practices by a public officer. It is alleged that between 1st and 30th November 2022 in Mukushi District, the two officers solicited and received 9,000 kwacha from a Lusaka resident. The money was allegedly offered as an inducement to discontinue a case of causing death by dangerous driving involving a relative of the named resident. Sergeant Tampuila has also been charged with failure to issue a receipt in relation to 500 kwacha received for a dangerous driving charge, contrary to the Public Finance Management Regulation of 2020. The two have since been released on bond and are expected to appear before the Mukushi Magistrate Court on March 16, 2026. The Anti-Corruption Commission has warned police officers against engaging in corrupt practices, stating that abuse of public office undermines the administration of justice and will not be tolerated. In a separate development, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife in Southern Province has appealed to members of the public in Livingston to avoid harassing elephants recently spotted in the area. Southern Region Senior Warden Wilfred Hamonga says residents should immediately alert wildlife officers whenever elephants are seen instead of attempting to chase or disturb the animals. Mr. Hamonga added that the department has already embarked on a community sensitization program to educate citizens on how to safely coexist with wildlife. The senior warden disclosed that the animals were recently sighted near the NPW offices and later found on a farm behind the Crocodile Farm area. Mr. Hamonga has since urged the public to cooperate with wildlife authorities and promptly report any elephant sightings to ensure the safety of both communities and the animals.
We just want to appeal to members of the public not to already start harassing these elephants, but rather to work with us. Let them call us whenever they have these elephants seen in some area so that we can work together. So far we have already embarked on a program to start going around the communities to start sensitizing them, especially that we've realized that elephants now have come a lot earlier than we expected. And so most people are probably not expecting to see elephants this time. They were seen around our offices and we mobilized.